As the Geography B champion of Jeremy Ranch Elementary School, Strider Larson knew he would get to go to the state championship. So immersed in his geography facts, he didn't realize he'd be going up against kids who are almost in high school.
I didn't know what grade people were in because there's variations of sizes, but until they started naming what grade they were in, I wasn't freaked out, and then I started freaking out, kind of, because I knew what I was up against.
Nevertheless, Larson persevered, and out of the 104th through 8th graders, he took 7th in the state National Geographic Geography B, the only elementary school kid to make the top 10. He said the questions were some you'd expect.
So here's one of the questions that I got at state. What is the capital of the Democratic Republic of Congo?
And what is it?
Kinshasa.
He said he had to know about culture, industry, and the geographic points of interest around the world. It's a good thing that Larson loves and even collects maps.
My dad and my mom sometimes get them for me, and sometimes I just find them at places that I go. Yes, I have a very big map collection. Paper maps.
Maps are great, he says, but to study for the Geography B, he used, not surprisingly, an app.
They have an app called the National Geographic B Challenge, and I did that a lot.
Larson is looking forward to a trip with his family this summer to 4 countries in Europe that so far he's only been able to imagine and see on maps. We asked him if he thinks it's true what Americans are accused of, being bad at geography.
Maybe, but I don't really think about how bad we can be. I can think about how good we can be.
He had some tips for how anyone could achieve a better grasp on geography and the world around them.
I don't know, maybe pull out an atlas and just start looking at it and thinking like capitals and stuff and like actually looking at the maps and remembering like facts and thinking about what they could do at that place and what religions and cultures they have and what climate it would be and kind of.
Mm-hmm. So kind like, of envision the place as you're
looking. Yeah, as you're looking at it. It's like
good.
Imagine what it would be like without actually going there.
That's Strider Larson, 5th grader at Jeremy Ranch Elementary School, who just placed 7th at the National Geographic State Geography B. I'm Lynn Ware-Peak, KPCW News.